Good afternoon for KYMN News. I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. Just after noon yesterday, Northfield officers responded to a vehicle crash involving a pedestrian. A vehicle traveling south on Division near Woodley Street struck a postal worker crossing. Deputy Chief Mark Ducat said 46-year-old Matthew Swanson was not in a crosswalk when 90-year-old Barbara Sheffelin struck him.
He went onto the hood and the windshield and then rolled off the front of the car. So as soon as she hit him, she stopped and then he rolled off the front of the car. So then, of course, he hit the ground.
Swanson was transported to Northfield Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Ducat said it did not appear that he had broken anything. Sheffelin was not cited at the scene as the incident is being investigated. Ducat said because Swanson
crossed at an angle in the middle of the road.
Ducat is waiting for the city attorney to decide if there should be a citation for the driver. The area was closed for about 20 minutes and traffic rerouted. Another crash reported on Highway 19 east of I-35 is being investigated. The Northfield News reports that a vehicle struck a pickup around 4:30 yesterday, causing the truck to take the ditch and then fled the scene. According to Rice County Sheriff Troy Dunn, the driver of the vehicle that allegedly caused the crash was apprehended by law enforcement. No other details are available just yet. There were no injuries and no one taken to the hospital. In another crash reported by State Patrol, two were taken to District 1 Hospital after they were struck from behind by a pickup truck traveling north on I-35 and Highway 60 just after 4 p.m. The injuries are non-life-threatening. The city of Northfield's charter includes a rule called the right of recall. Current chair of the commission, Lance Heisler, explains.
We can, based on a petition really of only five citizens, we can begin a process to remove an elected official that we believe may be guilty of either malfeasance or nonfeasance. That's not a right or a privilege that exists in a statutory city.
Now comes the part about enforceability.
We have this great document that's specifically tailored to our city, but there is no internal enforcement authority built into our charter. And so the issue always is, if the charter is being violated, how does that violation get addressed?
Heisler said they're trying to find a balance that doesn't disrupt government operations, yet also make sure the charter isn't just lip service. The problem is, if a provision is on the books but ignored,
that weakens the confidence in the entire document, in my judgment.
There have been rumblings to simply drop the charter altogether.
I do think we should stay a charter because I really value the freedom that we have to tailor this document for our own specific needs.
While the idea is to work with the council, they repeatedly did not want to hear opinions from the charter on other contentious items and have yet to agree to language regarding the mayoral oversight we reported yesterday. Charter Secretary Scott Oney said there will be a meeting between council and charter sometime the week of August 13th. We'll let you know when that's set up. In the meantime, Heisler's full interview is on kymnradio.net. And ballots are now available for eligible voters wishing to vote by absentee ballot for the primary election being held August 14th. Voters in Rice County can go to the Secretary of State website or Rice County's website. Vote by mail or in person. You can also go to Northfield City Hall. They're open daily business hours and will also be open Saturday, August 11th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. There are no funeral notices. News from around the state is next.